Hello, I'm Angela Hegeman from East Tennessee State University's Addiction Science Center, and I am the principal investigator for this study, presented in poster format by doctoral student Hannah Warren. This study was important to the field of peer support specialist work because there is so much evidence that is beginning to demonstrate the power of peer work in supporting people as they engage in treatment or maintain long-term recovery. Unfortunately, the current science does not accurately reflect the positive outcomes that come from peer work due to the multiple activities and work settings in which peers work. The purpose of this study was to begin to create a standard taxonomy or list of services performed in specific activities across 9 states in the United States. I started by using a survey that I created for my dissertation work in 2021, and that survey was improved by 8 experts in the field of recovery science or peer work. All 8 subject matter experts were persons in recovery. After spending some time in improving this survey, it was disseminated in 9 states, and these 9 states are listed in the left-hand column of the poster. The survey was disseminated by state certification boards and associations, and you can see at the bottom left the demographic characteristics of the 659 respondents and the state participation levels. In the second column at the top, you can see what types of employee settings were reported by this peer sample. Most folks were employed by not-for-profit settings or behavioral health and community health. Next, in column 2, you'll see the top 12 most frequently selected activities reported by this sample. In the survey, there were 62 distinct activities that peers could choose from. And on average, peers selected 24 different activities that they performed most of the time. And as you can see, many of the top 12 could be considered emotional support. The pie graph just below the top 12 most frequently selected activities are the 4 types of peer support defined by SAMHSA. And on average, this sample reports spending half of their time almost providing emotional support to clients and patients. So we're beginning to understand that this emotional support is the secret sauce of peer work, and we hope to continue to study that further. Now, moving to the third column, you'll see the settings in which activities are performed. So the top bar graph will show you the micro setting, the exact precise location where these activities are performed. And by and large, peers do their work in community settings and neighborhoods, which is distinct from other healthcare providers. They're able to be in communities where people work and live. The second most common choice is peer recovery service organizations. And then we see outpatient treatment programs and recovery community organizations. Finally, the flow chart at the bottom of column 3 is just an illustration of how the survey data works. We chose the 2 top most frequently selected activities, understanding and relating to clients and providing emotional support, and showed you where the macro settings and micro settings where these activities are performed. This data set has a lot more to offer, and we do hope to have a peer-reviewed publication to explain all of the details in the very near future. Conclusively, we do hope that this survey and data analysis moves the field forward and begins to standardize the types of activities and settings where peer work occurs, and that we can begin to study more empirically the outcomes, the positive outcomes that we know that are happening across the U.S. Feel free to reach out to us if you have further questions. And in closing, this work was funded by the JEEP Initiative, which is a NIDA-funded study, so you can see that funding statement here in the bottom of the 4th corner. Thank you so much for visiting our poster. Bye.